Welcome to Mornings with Matt White, right here on SEN.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday, the 16th of September. As Adam told you in the news there, partly cloudy again today. So tops of 20 in Sydney's west and 18 in the city with the chance of a possible shower. Should be pretty much the same tomorrow. But then some rain headed our way Saturday and then clearing again Sunday. So the full mixed bag. The weather up in Mackay this weekend, we hardly have to check because it looks perfect for the next couple of days. So that week two of the finals will be played under clear skies, 26 degrees and clear tomorrow, 25 and clear on Saturday. I'll be catching up with the mayor of Mackay on the program soon, Greg Williamson, as they take a huge, huge weekend ahead of them. Such a rich, rich part of Australia's sporting history. Some of the biggest names in Australian sport have come out of that area and rugby league as well. Think of some of them. Dale Shearer, Wendell Saylor from the Serena area, Brett Dallas, born and raised in Mackay, Ben Barber grew up there, Daly Cherry Evans went to high school there as well, the one and only Kathy Freeman from Mackay as well. So looking forward to catching up with the mayor because it's a massive weekend for them up there in North Queensland. So two more teams will go through and two more teams will bow out this weekend. The Seagulls and the Roosters playing for the right to meet the Rabbitohs, the Panthers and the Eels playing for the right to meet the Melbourne Storm. But the fallout continues over the Sam Verrills suspension. Now, you had a lot to say about this on our program yesterday. We're not going to get bogged down in it again today, but a lot more has been said from those around the game. Have a listen to this last night on NRL 360. Balmain legend Benny Elias was also fired up.
I'm telling you, there would nothing ever been said about it, and the kid will be playing this weekend with number nine for the Roosters. I feel for the Roosters. Yes. They have had a shocking year. Brent Morris, Lindsay Collins, Luke Keary, the two captains in Boyd Cortner and Jake Friend. I mean, and then that this. I mean, how much more can they take, the old Roosters? I actually never thought I'd ever say it, but I actually feel sorry for the red, white and blue. So I feel injustice. It's just injustice, and I can't say any more than that. Because they're three players, ex-football players, who understand that this kid did not go out to maim this player. No, and it was an accident. How many times have we played, being an ex-player, that you've slipped or you've jolted and you hit the bloke on the nose, on the knocker, by sheer accident? To penalise him for two games is an absolute injustice for this kid. But it's not fair.
Benny Elias saying to NRL 360 last night to exactly a lot of what you said to me yesterday. Here's what Parramatta's Nathan Brown told Joel and Fletch on SEN Drive yesterday, Arvo.
Obviously a tough one this year with you know, the new rules and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm sure that, you know, he's feeling it and his teammates, you know. It's, yeah, one of those things where I guess you can go either way. And, yeah, unfortunate for the Roosters that, yeah, it cost him a couple of weeks. But, yeah, as a player, it's, yeah, you definitely don't want to be missing any semi-final footy with a suspension. And, yeah, that one was, yeah, a bit 50-50. But, yeah, with these new rules, like I said, it's could go either way.
All right, let's focus on the footy ahead. Of course, Brown and the Eels have the Panthers to worry about on Saturday night. It could be one of the great battles of the number sevens. Nathan Cleary against Mitchell Moses. Now, we know that Moses had a ripper against Newcastle last week. So you wonder just how much the pressure level goes up for this one, for the Parramatta number seven.
Everyone's in the same boat. It's not just us, it's every single team. So, you know, teams that don't make finals, it's a failure for them as well. Whoever doesn't make the grand final or win it, it's a failure. So I think everyone's in the same boat. It hasn't been spoken about anything here. So, yeah, it's completely up to how the refs want to ref that and, yeah, how they want to handle that. But, yeah, we'll be going away with whatever we can do to, you know, cut his time down, I guess.
Is that concerning as a kid like yourself that potentially, like, you know, something that you've been able to do all year is suddenly something that might get penalised?
Oh, we don't do that stuff anyway. We don't have blockers or any of those types of things, so no, it doesn't change my kicking at all.
Do you prepare for Penrith doing it?
Mate, we haven't spoken about it. That's what I said just before. We haven't spoken about it or anything, so mate, it's no topic of discussion at all. I don't know what's this here.
There you go. That's Mitch Moses. So the halfback battle will be a beauty on Saturday night. And before that, of course, there's so much focus on the number ones on Friday night, James Tedesco and Tom Trbojevic. Now, we asked you yesterday, if you only had one of those to put in your number one jumper, who do you go for? Did you catch Victor Radley last night on Nine News? I mean, of course he's going to go for James Tedesco, but this was hilarious. One of the toughest men in the game goes into full man crush mode when he's talking to Danny Widler about Teddy.
I just copy him. I follow him around and just puppet him. I just do that.
Not a bad thing.
Nah, mate, he's a freak, so. I prefer Teddy, yeah. I might be biased, but I'd have Teddy any day of the week.
Why?
Because he's the GOAT, man. I love him. I do love him, so. I want to play with him, room with him. He won't let me out of his house anymore, but I wish I could.
Man crush, eh?
Yeah, yeah. He's a legend.
Is it man crush or stalking? I don't know, but that was great to see last night. Good interview by Danny Widler. So if we've got a battle of the number ones on Friday and so much focus on the number sevens on Saturday, what about the fight for domination up front? If forwards win finals, who's got the best pack to push through to week three? You can let me know on 0457 736 736, the text line, or give us a call, 1300 01 1170. Coming up soon, I'll have one of the very best forwards the game's ever seen. The great Steve Blocker Roach will be joining me. So if you've got a question for Blocker, send it through on the text line, 0457 736 736. But why don't we do this morning? Let's try and assemble the best pack ever put together. Can we come up with the best pack the game's seen? And we can do it in bits and pieces, or you can send me the whole pack. Who makes up the morning show's perfect rugby league pack? The best props, the best hooker, the best second rowers, the best lock. Send them in, we'll piece them together as the perfect pack this morning. I think we might have a lot of fun on that one. 0457 736 736, the text line. If you've got a question for Blocker, let me know as well, or you can give us a call while I'm having a chat. 1300 01 1170. Some sporting news around this morning. The UEFA Champions League, a whole raft of games. Real Madrid defeated Inter Milan 1-0. Dortmund beat Besiktas 2-1. Atletico Madrid and Porto 0-0. Club Brugge and PSG 1-1. Now Liverpool beat Milan 3-2. Manchester City hammered RB Leipzig 6-3, and Ajax beat Sporting 5-1. So that's what's been going on in the UEFA Champions League this morning. In rugby, the Herald is reporting this morning that Nick White has earned his first start of the Test season. We had a chat to Nick just the other day. He impressed in a cameo off the bench on Sunday, and they're now reporting that he's forced his way back into the starting 15, which means Tate McDermott, who's been so impressive, makes way for Nick White, but Tate is expected to retain his spot in the 23-man squad, and so too will Quade Cooper, who won it after the bell at Cbus Super Stadium. So we go back-to-back against the Springboks. An interesting story in tennis, and we don't usually hear much fuss around Ash Barty, but the world number one's coach has had a bit to say about the season-ending WTA finals in Mexico. He says she might not defend the title there because of the ridiculous playing conditions and the timing of the tournament. Now, they were moved to Mexico from China because of COVID-19. The finals will begin on November 8. Ash Barty won these finals back in 2019. Last year was called off. But her coach, Craig Tizer, said it might also compromise Ash's Australian Open preparations if she plays in Mexico, because she'll have to undergo 2 weeks of home quarantine on return to Australia. Now, this is the richest tennis tournament in the world. When Ash Barty won it in 2019, she took home $6.4 million, the biggest check in tennis history for men or women. He said, "We've only just found out it's in Mexico at 1,500 metres above sea level, and they're using pressureless balls. Have you heard much about pressureless balls in tennis? They absolutely fly," says Craig. "It's a ball, if you use it in normal conditions, doesn't bounce properly." He says it's not the greatest ad for the best girls in the world to be playing something they've never done before. Now, pressureless tennis balls have a solid interior, and because they don't rely on air pressure to bounce, they last longer, but they gain bounce over time as the felt on the exterior fades away. He says in conditions they've never played, in a country they don't play in, and at altitude with these balls, I just feel it's ridiculous. As a spectacle, it's just frightening. And he also pointed out that Ash Barty's physically and mentally exhausted. After a massive campaign, she left Australia in March and has been on the road ever since, including winning Wimbledon along the way. So let's see how that one pans out. Now, away from sport, the dominant news story this morning is this joint announcement with the United States and the UK detailing Australia's nuclear transition. So you'll hear about this throughout the news, but our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has confirmed Australia will use American and British technology to build its next fleet of submarines. The Collins-class warships will be replaced. He made it clear, Mr. Morrison, that Australia is not seeking to establish nuclear weapons or a civil nuclear capability. And he also confirmed Australia, the US and the United Kingdom have formed a new trilateral security partnership, AUKUS, or AUKUS, with a focus on technology. But the AUKUS, or AUKUS, got awkward this morning when the US President Joe Biden said this as he was thanking his partners.
Thank you, Boris, and I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
You think Joe forgot Scott's name? Thank you, Boris. And can we have a listen to that again just to make sure he just... Yeah, let's have a listen to Sleepy Joe.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. They just never fail to deliver our politicians. Well, not our politicians. In that case, Joe Biden, poor old ScoMo, would have just been standing there going... Really, on the biggest stage. So plenty of news around for us today. We've got a big Thursday ahead. Like I mentioned, I'll be catching up with the Mayor of Mackay, Greg Williamson. The rugby league focus heads their way entirely this weekend. James Bracey from Channel 9's Wide World of Sports will join us for his preview of the matches ahead. And we've got Tommy's Tribune again today. So give us your finals headlines, folks. Who goes through? Who misses out? Who are the superstars? Let me know on the text line, 0457 736 736. How good is finals footy? Coming up next, Stephen Blocker-Roach.